RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Empty on the mic, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. Welcome aboard. Thank you to the Junkies every morning, the Junkies, year-round. We respect the dedication. We've got a great show for you this morning. Good to get it rolling on a Monday morning, coming off a very busy weekend in the world of sports. Headed right into tonight, Game 5 in Oklahoma City, Pacers and the Thunder. The Pacers have held their own. They're not more talented, but they're the better coached team. Can they give the Thunder all they can handle in Game 5 back in Oklahoma City tonight? We will find that out. No squirrels tonight. We'll get to the squirrels in a minute. A lot of squirrels things happen. We have a lot of baseball topics today. We may have multiple baseball segments today. That makes me happy. That's a great Father's Day gift for me right there, getting to talk baseball with you on the radio. Of course, we're going to talk Commanders as well. Some RFK Stadium news happening over the weekend, bubbling up to the surface. Some tensions that have been there for a while. We will dive in to that, let you know what's going on. Planning to do that at about 10:30 this morning. If you're a regular listener to this show, you know the trains do not run on time, but that is the intention here, is to knock that out about 10:30. Of course, baseball topic number one, the Nationals, broadly, gesturing around. We'll get to the squirrels tie in a second, too, but the Nationals get swept at home by the Miami Marlins, who are not good. That's the Nationals right there. If you remember that, the old the Nationals, the old T-shirt that when they misted their uniform for the day. Nationals been playing hard the last little while. Now they're not. Look, this is not a contending team, but you cannot get swept at home by the Marlins. That's just one of the basic rules of baseball. And two runs Friday, 11-9. 4-3 Saturday, 3-1 yesterday. That's some flying squirrel style action right there. Now they got the Rockies coming in for four, starting tonight. Rockies coming in for four, and let me just say this about the Colorado Rockies: they might be even worse than the Marlins. Rockies are 14-57 right now. They are giving the White Sox a run for their money. The Marlins have twice as many wins right now as the Rockies do. This is a big series for the Nats. This is a big moment for them, especially in light of Davey Martinez at his press conference the other day saying it is the players' fault and not the coaches' fault. Now, that's a paraphrase, but I think when you hear the clip later in this show, we'll play it in its entirety. I think you'll agree with me. He says he's tired of, he's not going to point the fingers at the coaches. The coaches can't hit the ball. The coaches can't field for them. The coaches are working their butts off to give them the right information. It's never on the coaches. So that's going to stoke some tensions. And throw another log on the fire, we've got a highly anticipated debut at Nats Park tonight. Brady House, who is the Nationals' first round pick from 2021, who has been hitting the cover off the ball in AAA so far this season. Brady House called up for his debut tonight to give the team a little bit of juice. They're fun to watch. James Wood's fun to watch. When you get C.J. Abrams, he's fun to watch. There are players on this team, but it's not a good enough roster top to bottom. A little reinforcement coming. I love bringing Brady House in, not like in the middle of the house being on fire, where it's a community where he comes in with the pizza and that the house is on fire. I don't love that, where he walks into the big league club and this is a guy you want to be there for a decade and he walks in and everything's on fire. I don't love that part, but I love letting a guy make his big league debut against the Colorado Rockies. It feels like a quadruple A series in a lot of ways there. He's triple A, he's doing well, but major leagues, it's different. It's different in the show. There's gonna be a lot more people there tonight watching this game. I love Brady House there. Give him a smooth landing. Let him open against the Rockies. And for the Nats, a crucially important series this week. There's just no way of sugarcoating that. After getting swept at home by the Marlins, you cannot get swept you can't even split this 2-2 against the Colorado Rockies if you want to be taken seriously as a Major League Baseball team. They've got to come out of there, I think, with three, certainly with Davey Martinez making his comments. That's something that ownership's going to see. Now, ownership's notoriously cheap, obviously, so they may not want to anyway, but it's, I can't think of a situation that calls for a win for the Nationals more in recent memory than this one. Tonight's game, by the way, 96.1 FM. First pitch is 6:45, Nats Baseball versus Colorado. You'll hear it tonight on our sister station, 96.1 FM. Charlie and Dave up there in the booth. Nats, we're going to get a high-profile debut. Brady House in the house, number three prospect in the organization, making his debut. Must win series for the Washington Nationals against the woeful Colorado Rockies, who are chasing the White Sox for futility as one of the worst teams in baseball history, coming off of Davey Martinez calling out the players at his press conference. There's a lot going on in D.C. You think I'm done talking baseball? I am not done talking baseball. Speaking of the Giants, who are the Squirrels affiliate, or that's the other way. The Squirrels are the Giants affiliate. They're affiliated. Everybody's affiliated. Rafael Devers is one of the best players on the Boston Red Sox and got traded last night in a, you got to call this a blockbuster deal. I know we overused the term. This is absolutely a blockbuster deal. Rafael Devers to the Giants. This has shades of the Luka trade in that we didn't even know he was on the market. And other execs are saying that too. Did not know he was on the market. Shipped out under the cover of darkness. All of a sudden you wake up and whoa, he's with the Giants now. He is their best hitter. This is a team that's underachieving, and this is what I mean. This is a team that management is maybe not fully committed to. Let's put it that, because I say that with the Nats too. The Nats aren't necessarily underachieving because once you factor in management, the Red Sox fans believe that management is cheaping out on them. This is not going to help their case. Trading one of their best young players for more young prospects before having to write him a big contract. The Red Sox, fourth in the AL East out of the five, but one game above 500 because the Blue Jays and the Rays are both having very strong seasons. So that's a great division, as it usually is. Yankees in first, of course. Orioles, surprisingly, in last. Very tough start to the season for the O's. Red Sox very much in striking distance. They're two back of the Blue Jays and kind of that front row seat to the wild card there as we come. I don't think any other. Yeah, I think right now if the season ended, both of the wild cards would belong to the AL East, the Rays and the Blue Jays. So the Red Sox very much still chasing a playoff berth, but that's not going to help anything trading their one of their best players. And they've got a lot of talent coming, four young prospects, but not going to help the accusations that they are more focused on cutting costs and preparing the team either for a sale or to invest in their other franchises because they own across all sports now. And there's a rumor they're chasing that Vegas NBA team with LeBron. It's not going to sit well with the fan base. Rafael Devers headed to the San Francisco Giants. He's going to do some big things in San Francisco. They showed the graphic last night on during Sunday Night Baseball. The home runs, they were doubles in Fenway that would have been home runs out at Oracle Park there in San Francisco. He is going to a much more favorable ballpark situation out there. So excited to see what he does. He's going to be raking it out there. The Giants pushing some chips into the middle of the table. And with Devers, the sources described it as an untenable situation, that he was being a bit of a diva. He's your best player. Sometimes you got to put up with that. We're going to talk about that at the top of the 11 o'clock hour. We've got Laramie Tunsil, media beef, with Linnell Willingham. Our friend Linnell Willingham has been on this show before. We'll play that clip for you. Laramie Tunsil calling out one of our hosts at our sister station in D.C., 106.7, The Fan. So you'll want to hang around for that. We'll weigh in on some media beef going on as well. Like I said, there is a lot going on in the world of sports. Haven't even mentioned the U.S. Open because I don't know what I'm supposed to say about the U.S. Open. J.J. Spahn is your winner by two strokes. Incredible putt to win it. First off, if you saw the putt to win it, he just needed to two putt, and he put that thing in from all the way across the green. I think they said it was 64 feet. Incredible putt to win it. A weird tournament, and good for him. A guy who's never been in contention in any major event in his golfing life, all of a sudden, he wins the U.S. Open and becomes a golfing. Has the immortality, has his name on the trophy, gets to participate in the tournaments going forward. Congrats to J.J. Spahn. I don't have J.J. Spahn takes. Perhaps I should. Finish off the baseball segment. The Flying Squirrels. Now, they are not good. That is true. Guilty as charged there. They don't play tonight, of course. Monday nights are off. They're back home against Altoona tomorrow. But I want to... Or I'm sorry, they're on the road against Altoona tomorrow. They're not back home until next week. They were at home over the weekend. Here's what happened in their series against Binghamton. Loss. They won. That was Odyssey night when we were there. So loss, win, loss, loss, loss. They were five games into the series. They'd only won one. And that was, of course, when Griffin and I were there. Was the one they won. Yesterday, it was 4-4. In the 10th inning, and then the rain started coming down pretty hard, and they bagged it. And they said, everybody, let's go home. Yes, that's right. The Flying Squirrels have tied a game this year. Now, in soccer, there's good ties and bad ties, right? When you're as bad as the Squirrels are, 18-44, there are no such thing is a bad tie. That's improvement right there. So the Squirrels put one up in the bottom of the ninth to make it 4-4. They go to the 10th. Neither team scores. It starts raining. The ump says go home. Sends Binghamton. Sends the Rumble Ponies back on the bus. Tying. There's no tying in baseball. We got a tie at the Flying Squirrels game. I don't know what to make of that. I don't know what to make of that. Trey Wilson will help us make something of that tomorrow at 11 when he drops by. Has he ever seen a tie before? These are the questions we will ask him. The Squirrels have tied before, but it was under slightly different circumstances. There was a game that rained out in the middle of the game. And so it was Squirrels New Hampshire 2018, and they said they were going to make it up later in the season if they needed to. They didn't end up needing to, so they called it a tie. So this is the second tie game in Richmond Flying Squirrels history. You never know what you're going to hear. You heard it right here on 910. So we got a busy show. Lots going on. NBA, NHL, of course, going full speed ahead. NBA game tonight. But it's a baseball day. Talk a little baseball. Nats, Rockies tonight on 96-1. After getting swept by the Marlins, call up your top AAA hitter. There's a lot on the line for the Nats tonight, and Davey Martinez, of course, making his comments. We're overdue for a break. Let's take one. Let's come back on the other side. You're listening tonight.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ten the Fan at 105.1 FM. Welcome back in Monday morning, coming off Father's Day weekend. Hopefully everybody out there had a good time. We have four shows for you every day. They're all good in their own way, but they're all different too, and I think that's a good thing. The Sports Junkies, of course, they're legends. They've been there forever. They're in the heart of bit season. Nobody does bit season harder than the Junkies, of course. Grant and Danny come on in the evenings, and I think this will be a particularly spicy Grant and Danny. Grant knows more about minor league baseball prospects than just about anybody else in the media world, and I'm including the people who do it at ESPN professionally for a living. Grant knows the minor leagues very well. He's going to have some thoughts about Brady House coming up, making his debut for the Nats tonight, their best hitter at AAA right now. He's going to have some thoughts about getting swept by the Marlins at home, and he's going to have some thoughts again. They've already weighed in late last week, I know, but Davey Martinez, his press conference, saying it's not all on the players. It's not all on the coaches. The players have to do their part, which is not a great sign as an organization starts unraveling. So I'm excited for Grant and Danny tonight. That'll be a good one. But also, I went way too long. I talked for, 15 minutes about baseball in the opening segment? Very long opening segment because I'm excited about baseball. Didn't even mention, so the Rafael Devers trade, in my mind, is the biggest thing that happened in sports trade-wise this weekend. But I love that AWOG comes on at noon. On Mondays, he's live at Capitol Ale House. We love checking in with him out there. That's the home of Richmond's OG Burger Night. He's going to weigh in on this deal, the Memphis Grizzlies, trading Desmond Bane to the Magic for Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Cole Anthony, 4 unprotected first-round picks and a first-round pick swap. 4 unprotected first-round picks. The Orlando Magic shoving all their chips into the middle of the table very dramatically, taking off their shirt, shoving it into the middle of the table too. He's going to have some thoughts about that. I know for sure. He's our NBA guy. So he'll break that down starting at 12 o'clock. We'll crosstalk at 12:15. That's a wild start to the NBA offseason, which always delivers. As a non-NBA fan, I will certainly acknowledge best offseason in all of sports. NBA offseason. The characters, the players, the moves like no other. You've got an offseason where you're setting the bar here at Desmond Bain, 2 players and 4 unprotected first-round picks. The unprotected part there's still a lot of deals where it's the first-round pick, but if we're really, really bad and have like a top-3 pick, we don't have to give it to you. We can give it to you next year. Those protections do not exist in this trade. So it's an offseason where Kevin Durant's available, right? So we're getting a high price here early. Kevin Durant's available, and maybe Giannis is available coming out of Milwaukee, right? So you've got an insane trade here setting the tone for a wild offseason in the NBA. Can't wait to hear AWOD break that one down and talk about it on the heels of a pretty significant wild trade in baseball as well with Rafael Devers, one of the Red Sox great young players, now getting traded and heading to the San Francisco Giants, who certainly have reason to believe that this could be a good season for them. Now, they're chasing the Dodgers. They're 2 back of the Dodgers. I find it hard to believe anybody's going to catch the Dodgers just given the sheer firepower they have. Shohei Ohtani back on the mound tonight, right? Like, the Dodgers are good and they're loaded. But the Giants hanging right there with them. The Padres seem to defy the laws of roster construction. They built, they unbuilt, they rebuilt, and through it all, just seems like they're right there, second in the NL West every year. That's, if you can stay up late, that is the best thing you can do with your life at 11 o'clock is watch NL West baseball. My mom said nothing good happened after midnight. Well, NL West baseball is the exception to that rule. After midnight, the stars come out, and for the Giants now, 1 extra star in the form of Rafael Devers. That should be a ton of fun. Want to get in a quick NFL take here, too, because the Cincinnati Bengals, who we talk about a lot, mostly because I love Joe Burrow, they are always stubbing their toe on something. Their first-round draft pick, Shamar Stewart, is not practicing with the team because they're fighting over some of the language in the first round draft pick contract. So you remember Trey Hendrickson, of course, holding out for a new deal, and that's predictable. Everybody saw that one coming. This one's a little weird because you remember they changed the rules a few years ago. If you're a first round draft pick, if you're any draft pick, the money you get is set. They are fighting over something called offsets, where if they want to cut him down the line, they want to change the contract so they don't have to pay him. His agent, of course, has said no. And so he's holding out. You don't see first round picks hold out anymore. This is weird. But the Bengals, a notoriously cheap team. You remember last year, week 1, they lost to the Patriots, which did not age well as a good loss, ended up 1 game out of the playoffs. If they start slow again because they're fighting with Trey Hendrickson, because they're fighting with their number 1 or with their first round draft pick, that's gonna get a little bit wild there in Cincy, where there's always been noise that ownership is part of the problem and not part of the solution. All right, I said quick segment. I mean quick segment because we got a lot to get to. I want to break down this RFK Stadium situation with the Nationals. A lot of noise about that over the weekend. We'll cut through it on the other side. It's Monday morning. You're listening to 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM worldwide on the free Odyssey app. Counting you down to AWOD Radio. It's less than half an hour away. Get excited, America. Adam, plenty to say. Counting you down. NBA, pivotal game five. If it's 2-2, you have to call it a pivotal game five, even though I don't actually think it is. I think that the only thing pivotal here is going to be if they make it to seven, which I am betting against at this point. But my guy rode with the Pacers, and they were good to him for a long time. They stopped being good to him recently, but they were good to him for three quarters there of game four. It sure looked like good things were going to happen. They're the better coach team. They're not the better playing team. And that ultimately ended up biting them. Just so much talent there in Oklahoma City. Basketball is a talent sport. In a March Madness format, would have loved the Pacers. But you play seven games, you find out who's more talented over the course of action. I don't want to talk about the Squirrels a lot because things are not going well in Squirrel Land. But I do want to talk some baseball. I'd like to talk Washington Nationals because after a loss the other day, a one-run loss, tough loss to the Marlins, as they're starting a soft spot of the schedule and unable to pull out a win in it, Davey Martinez, he's the manager of the Washington Nationals, was asked after the game, the offense can't get going, how much of this rides on the coaches? Here is, so he's going to blame the players. So just so you know what you're hearing here, he's going to blame the players and say it's not the coach's fault. Let's hear the whole thing before we get into this.
When you look at the offense as a whole, I think you guys haven't produced like you wanted to this month. For you, how much of that is on the players, on coaching?
It's never on coaching. Okay, coaches work their asses off every single day. You know, we're not going to finger point here and say it's coaches. It's never on the coaches. Okay, they work hard. The message is clear. All the work is done prior. Sometimes, you know, they got to go out there and they got to play the game. You know, it's always been about the players. Always. You know, I played this game a long time. Never once have I blamed the coach for anything. I mean, we worked our asses off to get better. They gave us information and we used it. These guys understand what the game is, man. These coaches, I never had such a group of coaches that worked as hard as they do. I mean, they're here freaking the digitally. They go over everything. They sit players every day. These coaches, they work their asses off. So, and I know every coach's staff is like that. So, sometimes, the players know. Sometimes, you got to put the onus on the players. They got to go out there and they got to play the game and play the game the right way. You know, we can't hit for them. We can't catch the balls for them. We can't pitch for them. We can't throw strikes for them. They got to do that.
That is Davey Martinez. He is the manager of the Washington Nationals, and he was not having that. We got a lot to break down there. A few things. One, nobody's pointing fingers here. It's not on the coaches. Well, the question was, is it the coaches or the players? You're very clearly pointing a finger. There was no middle ground. There was no politeness in that answer. It was very much the coaches are doing well. The players stink. Part two of that at the end, that was... remember Giselle after the Tom Brady Super Bowl that he lost? My husband cannot effing throw and catch the ball himself. Good echoes of that right there. I can't hit for them. I can't field for them. We give them good information, and they don't do anything with it. Ooh, boy. Trouble in Natstown. Here's the thing. Attentions are high. I get that. It's a long season. And it's a long season when you know you don't have a shot to. And certainly everybody understands that these guys do not have a shot to win the NL East. You've got the Braves, the Mets, and the Phillies, all of them. Now, the Braves aren't above 500 this year, but all three of them are investing in a quality team every year. The Nationals are not. They're hovering about 10 games below 500. That's not where they thought they'd be. They thought they could get to 500 this year. They were deluding themselves, though. There's not talent, but this is where on a bad team, everybody wants some kind of change. He wants new players. Rizzo probably wants new players. Rizzo might want new coaches by this point. The learners don't want any of that because it costs money. It's wrapping itself up quickly here as a dysfunctional franchise. By the way, somebody pointed this out. Remember when the Nationals traded Juan Soto and the whole thing was like, well, there was a whole debate. Should you trade Juan Soto? Is that a good idea for the future? Is that a good idea for this team to give up on a guy who everybody understands is going to be a Major League Baseball star for a long time? And they did. They traded him. James Woods, CJ Abrams, and Mackenzie Gore all came their way as a result of that. Can you imagine this team without those three guys? Can you imagine this team without the optimism of James Wood, without CJ Abrams dealing? Man, it would be bleak. It would be Flying Squirrels-esque each night, I feel like. Now, the thing was, Juan Soto, if he had stayed, you had to prove that you were going to do what it took to be competitive. They have not. And again, that's on ownership. And there have been some articles and some rumblings that ownership understands this and they're ready to invest next season. And there's a lot going on here. One of the things that's going on here is this is a team in a big market, budgeted like a small market, because they don't have an institutional fan base. Because a lot of you listening don't turn on the Nats every night, don't turn them on the radio, don't follow them on a regular basis, which is what happens. And you think about, like, I don't even want to say the Cubs because they're an institution, obviously, but even your mid-tier, like the Orioles. Everybody in Baltimore knows what's going on with the Orioles at any given moment. There's just that institutional fabric of the city kind of thing there. And the Nationals have not yet become that in D.C. or in the region. The Braves are arguably more popular here than the Nationals are. I think that will change. That changes both now that TBS isn't broadcasting the games, now that the minor league team's not here. And if the Nats move here, they've got a chance to reclaim it. But there's not that ecosystem of people interested in how the team's doing each night. And I don't know a ton. Yeah, I know a few people here who go up and watch games and watch James Wood and go up to the ball games. But a lot of that's around other teams too. Our guy Rich Herrera downstairs went up there the other day because Aaron Boone was there. Went up there to go see the Giants. And there's a lot of that going around as well. So they're a big, big market team, but institutionally it's a small market budget. But they're also being wildly, wildly cheap about it. But also, you got to figure out if Davey Martinez is any good or not as the manager. He sure feels like he has checked out on this season. It sure feels like he's less interested in this. And I think when you know you're going to lose, it's tough. But I look at Pelf here. Dennis Pelfrey's the manager of the Squirrels. In there, grinding, giving his all every single day. He hasn't thrown in the towel. He's not quitting. It feels like Davey's quitting a little bit. And that was a wild press conference. We will be talking about that press conference clip for a long time. That was truly, sometimes you've got to put the onus on the players. Coaches are in here working their butts off every single day. I know we can say the other word. I don't like to, though. We're not going to finger point and say it's on the coaches. He's defending his guys. We love that he's defending his guys. We love loyalty. But the second half of that, man, I can't bat for him. I can't feel for him. That is a full blame game on the Nationals players. And it's too early in the season for that. We're nearing the halfway point. It's too early for that. This team can't disintegrate because they made really good gains last year. Young team, feisty team. I enjoyed watching this Nats team last year. It's going to be tough if that's what it looks like every week going forward here, that we've got some kind of tension. It could get untenable. You could end up in an interim manager situation. That's bad too, because then you lose the potential development time. You lose the camaraderie. It could be a tough clubhouse coming in, is what I'm saying. We'll see. They're back home this week. It's a soft schedule. They've got a chance to make some noise. But this is true, players have to get it done. Davey Martinez, I don't know that what he said was wrong, but I do think it's okay to evaluate the coaches' jobs. I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. We're going to be talking about that for a long time. We're only going to be talking for one more segment. Then we're going to throw it over to AWOD Radio. That will happen shortly, at 12 noon, in fact, which is just a few minutes away right now. We're taking a break. You're listening tonight.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Be on the mic. Let's bring this thing in for a landing here. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM. If you missed any of today's show, we do put it on the podcast. You search MP on the mic, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, etc. Whatever you like to do to listen to podcasts, we are there. Type in MP on the mic. Like, subscribe, smash the button. All the things that the influencers tell you to do, but do it for me instead. I don't make me beg. I'll beg. This is the final segment of the show, but sports talk does not end here on 910 The Fan, AWOD Radio. Coming up next on the other side of this, we'll crosstalk at 12:15 from out there at Capitol Ale House. A little bit of a Monday tradition we have around here, so it'll be fun to get his thoughts on all this as well. Yeah, the Davey Martinez stuff. And you didn't really hear a ton of follow-up. I was kind of searching for that during the break because that was a few days ago now. I think everybody's just too worried about getting their butts kicked by the Marlins, which in a weird way proves the point, I guess, that this is a team that's struggling in multiple dimensions and not just coaching. That said, Davey Martinez knows the rules. If the team is struggling and underperforming, the manager is often the first to go. Was he jumping in front of that? Was he defending his guys? Is there internal finger pointing? There's a lot to this that we're not sure of, and we don't know what's going on either. What we do know for sure is you cannot get swept by the Miami Marlins. Full stop, especially at home. They're not a good team. Now, this is it. This is the soft spot of the schedule. You're seven games at home against the Marlins and Rockies back-to-back. You're 0-3 starting here. You heard me say it earlier in the show. I'll double down on it. I don't think you can split with the Rockies. I think a 2-2 split's going to feel like a loss coming out of here. I really do. I mean, this is a crucial series of baseball for the Washington Nationals and for Davey Martinez and whether he makes it through the season. And for the team and their organization coming off of, I think we all felt good coming out of last year. And I blame ownership for this. I don't want to be part of driving the wedge between Davey and the players. I don't think he should have said what he said, but ownership needs to spend money to make this a competitive Major League Baseball team. I will stand by that and stand on that. That remains my de facto take on the situation. But big one tonight, certainly, with Brady House. Coming coming up from AAA. Everybody very excited to see Brady House making his debut and against the Rockies, of course, in a must-win situation. You don't get that often in baseball. You don't get the must-win situation often. It's a long season. But after getting waxed by the Marlins, the worst team in baseball coming into town this week for four. You got to take care of business if you're the Nats. Busy sports day. We got to a lot. The Linnell Willingham beef was, I don't know, that's spicy. That's the good stuff for me. I've seen a lot of those, and you know, DC media and roll your eyes and all that. It's wild to me. I think Laramie Tunzel's asking for a little bit of that action too by making that video, right? You rewind on the Odyssey app. We talked about that pretty close to 11 o'clock this morning as we started hour number two of this radio program. He makes the video. He uses the backdrop. He clearly had something he wanted to communicate through that. I wish he'd communicated it by being at practices. But clearly he had something to say about it. And then Linnell firing back with, what is that, canned video? Because it sure didn't look like you were doing that here. I think the one hope that rides above all other hopes here is, I hope he's healthy. I really hope he's healthy and that he's able to protect Jaden Daniels' blind side this season. The rest of it doesn't matter. He's not going to wear the Dan Quinn bracelets. He's not going to do the Kumbaya songs. That's okay. He doesn't have to. He's here because he's really good at being a left tackle. But he's got to be really good at being a left tackle. This is the Marshawn Lattimore rule, right? And Josh Norman before that. You can be DeSean Jackson. This is the DeSean Jackson rule. You can be as disruptive as you want in the locker room as long as you produce on Sunday. It's the RG3 rule. Go back to RG3. You can be as disruptive as you want in the locker room as long as you produce on Sundays. You produce on Sundays, every single man in that locker room's going to stand in front of the microphones, do the press conference, and say, I got this guy's back. I'm glad he's on our team. Y'all need to quit picking on him. Soon as you quit producing on Sundays, they heave you under that bus. I think Laramie Tunzel still has many more Sundays of good production ahead of him. Is going to be extra important, though. After you skip optional practices and then go make a video picking a fight with a radio host in DC, that adds to the pressure, that cranks up, and maybe he will. And if he does, everybody's going to have his back. Linnell knows the rules. He's not new to this. If it's a great season for Laramie Tunzel, everybody's going to be calling in bashing Linnell on the radio. If it's a bad season for Laramie Tunzel, he'll look like he was calling it in front of everybody else. I love Linnell. I hope he's wrong here, obviously. Obviously, I won't call for his head or anything like that because I think he's a good dude. But those are the rules. If you're in the media and you start picking a fight with a guy, if he plays well, it does not reflect well on you and what you were doing. NBA, NHL, NBA tonight, 2-2, major game in that series, coming off of a major trade over the weekend. All the storylines intersecting all at once. You know I love NBA offseason. NBA in season, it's fine. It's fantastic. As the Nike ads with Spike Lee once said. But the offseason, you can't beat the offseason. We're getting rolling with the Desmond Bain trade. Excited to hear Awad weigh in on that during his program. Kevin Durant on the block, Giannis on the block. And then you set the tone with four first rounders and a couple players going to Memphis in a wild trade that's going to set the tone for the NBA offseason. NHL Stanley Cup will be in the building in Sunrise, Florida tomorrow night. That's the dream scenario. Clinch it at home, lift it for the second year in a row. You're going to feel bad for the Oilers if that happens, but the Oilers could win. If they do, they are one win away from lifting it on their home ice. So game six, always a lot of fun. Always fun to have the cup in the building. We'll get you ready for that one tomorrow. JJ Spahn, your winner at the U.S. Open. Did not do a lot of U.S. Open talk today. We had all the RFK Stadium stuff with Laramie Tunzel beef, so we had Commanders. And look, when it's a baseball day, I'm not going to shy away from talking a lot of baseball, and we need to talk a lot of baseball today. Squirrels tied? Are you kidding me? The Flying Squirrels tied a baseball game? They do it all. They lose. They lose. They lose some more. And every once in a while, they tie. It's a tie for the Richmond Flying Squirrels. 4-4 yesterday when the rains come down. They say they'll make up the game if it has playoff implications. It's not going to have playoff implications. I'll go ahead and spoil that one for you right now. Don't worry about the makeup on that one. It'll be the second tie in franchise history. A big weekend for them. 400-pound crab cake out at the Diamond on Saturday, the world's largest crab cake. Although it sounds like the Guinness people weren't out there. I see all in my comments. Sounds like the Guinness people weren't out there. So it's not going in the book, but it's a 400-pound crab cake. They served it to people. If you can't be good, be entertaining. That's the lesson. That's the takeaway here, as it always is. That's our show. AWOD Radio is up next. We love his radio program. He'll be live from Capitol Ale House. We'll crosstalk here in about 20 minutes. Looking forward to that. Coming off a big weekend in the world of sports. If you missed anything, grab the podcast. We're back tomorrow. You're listening to 910 The Fan at 105.1 FM.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.